Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.36, it's good morning again to Darren.
Audrey, good morning. Drogheda United had a day to forget yesterday, I'm afraid. First, their appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to compete in the UEFA Conference League was turned down. The club is owned by the same group that owns Danish side Silkeborg, and under UEFA rules, the same majority owner cannot have multiple teams in the same European competition. So that failed. They'll lose, they reckon, around €500,000 in prize money guaranteed just for qualifying for this tournament. And there was also then a huge amount of excitement and an honour of competing in Europe for the players themselves. And then a couple of hours later, Drogheda lost to the league leaders Shamrock Rovers. No shame in that, but Drogheda were actually brilliant last night and took the lead against Shamrock Rovers. And then the winning goal was controversial because Drogheda's Andy Quinn adjudged to have handled the ball, and then the resulting free kick. What did Shamrock Rovers do? Aaron Green stepped up and converted it, put it in the back of the net. So a difficult night for Kevin Doherty, the manager, and understandably very, very emotional when he spoke to John Kenny afterwards.
I thought we deserved something out of the game. I thought we were excellent. I thought it was taken away from us. I had to be very careful. I was advised not to say a few things I wanted to say.
Give us your thoughts on the equaliser then.
Well, I go on. I know managers sometimes do this to try and deflect. What did you think? It's mental. It absolutely killed you. You're playing the best team in the country by a mile. You're coming out playing like that after the day that we've had and having such pride and everything that our lads had, and for that to happen, I just, as I said, anybody with a pair of eyes that are working, see what happened here tonight.
You mentioned a difficult day, obviously, with the news that you're no longer involved in the Conference League. How does that transfer then to the players? And did they find out about it long before kickoff?
Found out about it 5 minutes after me. Obviously, I think.
What was the feeling?
Devastation.
You told us on Friday that you had a very good case.
Yeah.
And you thought you were being kept in the loop as about that. So were you confident?
Yeah, very confident, yeah. Very confident. We're absolutely our pro life. As I said, there's times where, like, we've had tough times here over the years, like, for different reasons. As I said, everything else, everything around the club and the pitches on the up. And I won't change. Today's thing with Cass doesn't change that. How positive. Look, let's have a look around you tonight. How positive that is. But it was certainly something that I had to find out, to dig deep in myself today, to go into a dressing room and try and motivate lads to play a football match.
Yeah, I think the tone of the language and how he's using it there just sums up everything you need to know about Drogheda and the situation they find themselves in. Shamrock Rovers, meanwhile, 9 points clear at the top of the table. And because of Drogheda's departure from the Conference League, Rovers will get a bye in the first qualifying round when that draw is made later today. Now, Shelburne got back to winning ways with a 1-0 win at St Patrick's Athletic. And that victory sees them go fifth or level with Pats, who are fourth place. Just goal difference between them there. Ali with the only goal of the game, and that's another setback for Pats, who've now lost only 1-1 in 5. They've lost their unbeaten home record as well, which stretches back about 12 months. Damien Duff, the Shelburne manager, was once again in trouble with the match officials. He picked up yet another yellow card, and he's getting close to another suspension. As always, he gave a very honest assessment afterwards. He's been telling Tony O'Donoghue that it is us against the world.
It was a tale of two halves, but I think when you dissect it, it's why we deserve to win the game. And what do I mean by that? First half, outstanding with the ball, amazing quality, playing through them at will, and a brilliant reaction and mindset from the guys attacking the game. From that attacking point of view, wanting the ball, so absolutely deserve to go 1-0 in, 1-0 up at half-time, Tony. And then the second half, we couldn't string two passes together. Let's call a spade a spade. But it's the other side of us, and it's the other side of how you win games. Working hard for each other, running hard for each other, putting your body on the line. It's very simple.
Another yellow card for you. It means pretty certainly you'll have to sit out another couple of games between now and the end of the season.
Is it? Why? Is it seven?
No, you got another yellow, so you're liable, the way it happened, you're liable to get another one before the end of the season?
Well, it's not the plan. I thought I was very calm tonight. I always go away and self-assess how I speak to people, how I speak to you, how I speak to the players, the staff, and fourth officials. And here, tonight I've got a yellow card for asking a question. So, disappointing. Like I always tell the lads, it's us against the world, and there's numerous things tonight that proves that.
For the rest of the season now, I mean, you're champions. You've a long way to make up. We talked about this on Friday. You don't think about the margin or the gap, but, you know, you just got to keep collecting wins, I guess.
Yeah, that's the mindset. It has to be. You have to recover well, don't get too high, and we haven't got too low off the back of Friday, and just recover and bounce into this Friday, this coming Friday. So, yeah. I absolutely, it's not for you. I echo the same sentiments to the players, Tony. You can't look at where we're at the minute. You can't look at the table. And I referenced the All Blacks before the game. When they're down in games, they don't look at the scoreboards. They don't look that they're behind. They don't look at the time that's left. They just attack the moment in front of them. And I think we did that brilliantly tonight.
That's Damien Duff there. Chelsea won their Club World Cup opener against LA FC last night 2-0. The big talking point there, though, just over 20,000 people in a 70,000 stadium. Finally, Royal Ascot gets underway this afternoon. The first race goes to post at 2:30.
Darren, thank you very much.